With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Sound off with me, folks, on the Boston Celtics taking a 3-1 series lead, but losing Kristaps Porzingis for God knows how long. Another dominant win by Boston. They have led by double digits for almost the entirety of the last two games of this series. They have trailed by a total of only 16 seconds in those two games. Think about that for a moment. This is a playoff series, clearly against a team that is missing some of its best players. No one is going to act like that's not the case. Miami is playing without its best player in Jimmy Butler. It is missing another very good player in Terry Rozier. However, this stat still pops off the paper. The Boston Celtics have trailed for a grand total of 16 seconds over the last two playoff games. That is dominant basketball. They are taking care of business against Miami, and that's the only way that they are now up 3-1 in this series. Now, it is noteworthy after this 14-point win that the Boston Celtics are a plus 27 since Jimmy Butler said on national television that the Heat were going to take a 2-1 series lead. And just so everyone knows, that did not happen. It is the Celtics who now own a 3-1 series lead, and it is the Celtics who are coming back to Boston with an opportunity to close the series out Wednesday night and move on to the Eastern Conference semifinals. Now, this win tonight was all about Derek White. This guy single-handedly, pretty much, propelled the Celtics 3-1 series lead. He kind of stole Miami's playoff slogan and was white hot tonight down at the Kaseya Center. He scored 16 points in the first quarter. At one point, he scored 8 straight points in only 57 seconds. Felt like a Reggie Miller moment out there for a moment. Couple threes and another bucket, all in less than a minute's time. But those 16 points were tied for the most that he's ever scored in a quarter in his playoff career. And he goes on to score 38 points, which not only is the highest mark of his playoff career, but that is the highest mark of his entire career. So tonight in Game 4, Derek White scores the most points he has ever scored in a professional basketball game in the National Basketball Association. And as Derek White would, he just happened to save that for a road game in Miami, where he loves playing, to push the Celtics to a commanding 3-1 series lead. Now, as I said, he got cooking in the first quarter, 16 points during the first quarter. He really set the tone for what the Celtics needed to do all night long. That stretch where he scored 8 straight, that was in the middle of a 15-2 run for the Celtics. He accounted for 11 of those 15 points. This occurred during the middle of the first quarter, and the Celtics just breezed to a win after that. Again, 16 points during the first quarter to set the tone. He comes out in the third quarter after halftime, scores another 11 points to keep that momentum going. And I've got to share this. In comparing Derek White to the entire Miami Heat team. This is crazy. And I don't care who's playing for Miami. This is crazy. Derek White made 8 3-pointers tonight on 15 attempts. Miami's entire team made 9. So Derek White on his own almost made as many 3-pointers as Miami's entire team. That's crazy. But it's not the end. As we all know, Derek White is also the best shot blocking guard in the entire league. Well, tonight, he blocked 3 shots all on his own. Guess how many Miami blocked as an entire team? I'll give you a moment. Okay, if you guessed 3, you are spot on. Derek White blocked as many shots tonight as Miami's entire team. And this is a team, I remind you, that features a guy named Bam Adebayo, who Miami pushes for Defensive Player of the Year every single year. He blocked 0 shots. Derek White, a guard, blocked 3. He matched Miami's entire team. So multiple categories tonight, Derek White either matched or almost matched Miami's entire team. This is a playoff game. Derek White did this in a playoff game. So an incredibly impressive performance from Derek White. And we're going to talk a little bit more about him later on. Now let's get to the not so pleasant topic. Okay, if you were not watching the game, or even if you're reliving it here with me right now on Sound Off, late in the second quarter, Kristaps Porzingis suffered not only 1, but 2 injuries in a span of just seconds. First, it looked like he sprained an ankle while he was crashing in for an offensive rebound. That was the start of this. Starts hobbling up the court. Looked like it was his left ankle as he was crashing in for an offensive rebound. And then shortly after that, the big one happens that got my heart sinking. I think all of us who care what happens with the Boston Celtics, everyone's hearts were sinking. Worst case scenario. That's the first thing that goes into your mind. A non-contact injury while handing the ball off to Jaylen Brown on the perimeter. He immediately called for a sub. No one had touched him. He was on the left wing, taking a couple dribbles toward Jaylen Brown, who was rising up from that left corner, just going into a DHO. A little dribble handoff on the perimeter. No one touched him, and he immediately winces and calls for a sub. He knew something was wrong. So he hobbles his way off the court, favoring his right leg. As he heads back to the locker room, stops for a second and pulls his jersey up over his face. And that right there is the moment where I was like, oh God, what just happened? Did everything the Boston Celtics have been working for all season long possibly just get flushed down the tubes? I'll say what everyone was thinking, Achilles. It looked like it could have been an Achilles injury. 100%. We've seen this before. Non-contact, immediate call for a sub. He didn't fall to the floor, so that was a good sign. And he walked off the court under his own power. But man, he was limping pretty good. So for 10 minutes from that moment, the NBA, and in particular Celtics Nation, everyone's thinking worst case scenario. What the hell just happened to the Boston Celtics? But then we get a glimmer of hope. Thank God. The Boston Celtics PR group sends out a tweet releasing that it's a right calf injury, right calf tightness. And they actually termed him as questionable to return to the game. And that right there gave me, gave everyone, gave the NBA, gave the Celtics faithful, everyone out there, that right there gave us all a sigh of relief. When he was not deemed to be out for this game, that was the sign right off the bat that, ooh, baby, I think we might have just avoided something. And that seems to be the case. It sounds like he's going to get some imaging done on Tuesday in Boston. But Porzingis actually went on X after the game and posted, this is quote unquote from him, "Thanks for all the support. We'll be good." And that was followed by a flex emoji. So I don't think he's doing that if he's not feeling okay. So he seems like he's in a decent place. Doesn't sound like an Achilles injury, after it certainly looked like it could have been. We're going to have to wait and see how long it takes for him to get back and just how serious this tightness and or strain might be. But the Celtics now have some breathing room with a 3-1 series lead if they need to get him some rest before he comes back. The next game, every game for the rest of this series is every other day. Okay, so you got to imagine it might be difficult for him to play Wednesday night. Who knows? He might play Wednesday night. But let's play hypotheticals here. I love to play hypotheticals. Say the Celtics win Wednesday night while Kristaps Porzingis is resting. Well, the next opponent for the Celtics is either Cleveland or Orlando, who are knotted up in a 2-2 series. And that series certainly is looking like it might go seven. So, again, we're playing the hypothetical game here. If Porzingis gets rest Wednesday and the Celtics happen to close things out, he might be able to get a week off before the Celtics open that second round. Total hypotheticals. No one knows what's going to happen, but got to throw it out there. All right, let's dive into some comments from the fans as we do every night here in our Sound Off episodes. First, we're going to Jordan, who's commenting on what he's feeling through the first four games of this series. Then we go over to Owen Otzbach on what Derek White's big night means for Boston. And then lastly, we're closing out with LaTanya Rhys-Miles with some thoughts on Wednesday night's upcoming Game 5. So let's dive into our first comment here. Jordan, you're up first.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
All right, Jordan is first up saying, these three wins have never felt close. Took a franchise shooting night for Miami to get one, so we should all be pretty happy. Play the long game with KP's calf and close them out at home. Jordan, I appreciate the fact that you're not sounding off with negativity here, because the Celtics won the first two games that they won in this series by 20 points apiece, and then tonight they win by 14 after they led by as many as 28. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's not like the Celtics played a beautiful basketball game tonight. They didn't, okay? They shot 42% from the field. They did not play well. Controlled the turnovers a little bit, only 10 turnovers. Jaylen Brown accounted for six of those. Jaylen was not on his A game tonight. Jrue Holiday missed a bunch of easy shots, I felt like. The defense wasn't quite as good as the numbers would tell you. Miami shoots only 41%, scores only 88 points, but as Stan Van Gundy was saying throughout the game, Boston's defense wasn't exactly dominant. This was more, it felt like, Miami just missing shots, which is fine. Boston's defense might have wanted them to take those shots. No one said that during the game. Okay, you got to take that into account. Some of those shots were, I would say, highly likely that Boston wanted Miami to take. So that is decent defense when you're getting the other team to take shots that you want it to take. And then it's just up to make or miss. It's a make or miss league, as we all know. But Boston won the first two wins by 20, wins tonight by 14, led by as many as 28. Like, it controlled this game. And as I said at the start, this team, Boston, has trailed for only 16 seconds total over the last two wins, games three and four combined. Trailed for only 16 total seconds, led by double digits for almost the entirety of those two games. So when Jordan here says that these three wins have never felt close, they have not. Boston has dominated. And it hasn't been necessarily like a domination where they just obliterated the opponent, but it has been a domination where they have won going away comfortably for the high majority of all three of those wins. And as Jordan said, it took Miami setting a new franchise playoff record in game two with 23 made three-pointers to steal a game in this series. And even that game was a 4, 5, 6-point game late in the fourth quarter. So Boston is taking care of business. It's doing what it has to do. And the only reason Miami stole one is because it got absurdly hot from distance, which is totally uncharacteristic of that team. So Jordan Rounds is coming out here. Play the long game with KP's calf. Close them out at home. I think that's what we kind of already touched on. I would expect that to be the case Wednesday night, but we shall see. I'm sure Porzingis is going to be listed probably as a game time decision. We'll see Wednesday when the injury report comes out, but no practice on Tuesday for the Celtics. They come back home on Wednesday with a chance to close this out, and we'll talk about that a little bit more as this episode wears on. Let's get into our next comment. All right, Owen Otzbach coming in next saying, Derek White is a Heat killer. And the fact that we have guys who can heat up like that when the Jays aren't on fire to start the game is the key. Owen, the first thing, other than Porzingis possibly being gone for the season, that went through my mind after Porzingis hobbled to the locker room is the Celtics could still win a championship. Is that not crazy to think about? Kristaps Porzingis could have been gone for the rest of the season, and I'm sitting here thinking, the Celtics can still win this. Celtics can still win this whole thing. That's how talented this team is. Porzingis goes out, Al Horford comes in. This is a guy who's pushing for the Hall of Fame. He's been bringing it in the series, playing at both ends. We're talking about Horford, giving the Celtics great minutes. So not a huge drop off there. Obviously, it impacts the bench, but that's how deep this team is. Derek White can take over. When Porzingis is healthy, Porzingis can take over. We have seen Peyton Pritchard can take over. And not only has he shown that this season, he has helped the Celtics win playoff games a couple years ago when they went to the finals, last year when they went to the Eastern Conference Finals. Peyton Pritchard can win you a playoff game. Jrue Holiday has not been putting up monster numbers this season for the Celtics because he's playing in his role. But we've seen it. Everyone else has seen it. As Milwaukee went on its run when Jrue Holiday was out there, Jrue Holiday can go off as well. And if he needs to, he will. So to Owen's point here, the Celtics are so stacked that even on a night when their two best players, the Jays, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, aren't necessarily playing with their A game, and tonight that was certainly the case. Jason Tatum, 20 points and 11 rebounds, 5 of 14 from the field. Jaylen Brown, 17 points and 6 turnovers, 7 of 18 from the field. So that's 12 for 32 combined from the field. Not a great night for Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. What did the Celtics do? They won going away. Part of that is because they're playing an inferior team, but part of that is because they are loaded with talent and they can win on any night despite their best players not bringing their A game. Look around the league, folks. There are not many teams that can make that claim. Maybe 2-3, including the Celtics. There are not many teams that have the type of depth that this team has. That is huge for a playoff run. Because on a night like tonight, with a normal team, when the two best players don't quite play very well and up to their standards, that's usually a loss. Well, tonight for the Celtics, it was a 14-point win on a night when they were ahead by as many as 28. This team's depth is critical to a deep run, and Derek White was the one showing that depth off tonight. All right, folks, last one of the night, coming in from LaTanya Reese Miles, saying, thinking ahead to the next game at home, we have not taken advantage of home court in the playoffs. Need to shut it down. Don't give an inch. And then we got a gif of Chandler from Friends slamming the door shut on a guest in the doorway. LaTanya, I love what you're saying here. And I believe that the Celtics will do exactly what you're asking for, and that is closing the door on the Miami Heat in Game 5 and moving on to the next round. We can't beat around the bush. The Celtics have not been great at closing out series in the past when they've had opportunities. It's that killer instinct. Take them out when they're down, like when your opponent is knocked down, kick them while they're down, and end their season. The Celtics have not been great at that this season. Over the last few seasons, they played a lot of long series. Six games, seven games. They just haven't closed out series early. On the regular, at least. Well, they've got an opportunity Wednesday night. And guess what? They were 37-4 at TD Garden this season. The best home record in the NBA. And it wasn't even close. The next best home record was both the Thunder and the Nuggets. Both of those teams lost double the amount of games, 8, than Boston lost at home this season, which was 4. So the Celtics have been awesome at home this season, dominant at home this season. Did they lose game 2 at home? Yes. But my feeling is not that that loss relates to the losses that the Celtics have suffered at home over the past couple postseasons. We all know what's happened. Golden State came in here, won the NBA title. Miami came in here, stole a few games last year. What was it? 2-3 games out of 4. Last postseason in the Eastern Conference Finals. Like, teams have come into Boston and not really been intimidated the last couple of seasons. I don't think that's the case this season. I think the Celtics play at a different level when they're at TD Garden. I think that the only reason Miami stole that win in game two is because it somehow got absurdly hot from long distance, which, as we've seen in the other three games, that is not the norm for this team. So I don't expect that to happen again Wednesday night. I expect the Celtics to slam the door shut, kick them while they're down, and send those boys packing back home to South Beach. That opportunity arrives Wednesday night. The game is at 7:30 p.m. It's on TNT nationally. It's on NBC Sports Boston locally. And it very well could be the last game that the legendary Mike Gorman calls for the Boston Celtics. So if you've got a chance to watch NBC Sports Boston, you better tune in, because this might be the last opportunity you have to listen to the voice of the Boston Celtics for the past 40-some-odd years call a game. If you've got a young kid at home who's a Celtics fan, sit him on the couch. Watch the game with him. Bond over this. This is the last time you're going to hear, possibly, Mike Gorman call a game. And let's hope that that's the case, because that means the Celtics took care of business. They haven't been great at it in the past couple postseasons. They've kind of nudged themselves up against the wall a few times. They had to weasel their way out. Let's hope that's not the case this time around. Take care of business Wednesday night at TD Garden. Get the crowd jacked up. Get Kristaps Porzingis some rest. And get the whole team a little time off before heading into round two. All right, folks, that's it for tonight. We'll see you Wednesday night when we sound off after game five. Until then, have a great couple of days.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.